Obama ambassador, illegal migrants will flee to Canada if Donald Trump is elected. By Neil Munro on June 5, 2024. Many illegal migrants will voluntarily flee to Canada if President Donald Trump is re-elected, a Democrat-appointed ambassador told an elite Canadian audience in Ottawa. These people aren't just going to sit there and wait to be rounded up. Former U.S. Ambassador to Canada Bruce Hayman told a national security conference on June 3, according to Canada's National Post. Hayman is a former top executive at the Goldman Sachs investment firm and a fundraiser for Democrats. He was appointed to the ambassador job by President Barack Obama. What would a second Donald Trump presidency mean for Canada? Columnist Tasha Kiridan wrote. There are three very real dangers posed by the election of Trump 2.0 that politicians need to pay attention to, according to former U.S. Ambassador to Canada Bruce Hayman, who presented them to a security conference in Ottawa earlier this week. The first is the potential impact of one of Trump's signature policies, the mass deportation of up to 11 million undocumented migrants from the United States. Trump made similar promises in his 2016 campaign, which he did not achieve. But observers say this time, he will be more effective, leveraging sympathetic officials at the Department of Homeland Security, the justice system, and the military. What does this mean for Canada? Hayman was blunt, these people aren't just going to sit there and wait to be rounded up. Should Trump win, they will immediately begin making plans to leave, and they will not go south, but north. Hayman's claim is plausible. Many migrants fled the United States amid the 2008 housing crash, and some migrants left when Trump was elected in 2016. More than 90,000 migrants reportedly moved from the U.S. into Canada, partly because of Canada's lax laws. However, Democrats are using their control of the federal migration bureaucracy and of funding in many states to help settle many migrants into American society. They are also promising, if Trump is elected, to obstruct deportation programs and to help illegals stay in American communities, workplaces, and schools. But Ambassador and Investor Hayman had additional advice for Canada's politicians who were at the Rideau Club event. They should buy clout in U.S. politics by offering residency permits to many Americans, the newspaper reported. Hayman suggests that Canada process as many Americans as possible for the equivalent of an American H-1B visa to Canada, not necessarily to live here, but to have a Canadian passport in their pocket and become an advocate for our country south of the border. You've got a generational opportunity to get the top talent, people with means and skills, on your side, in political disputes, and possibly into your country, Hayman said. Ironically, the Canadian columnist recognizes the foundational damage that is being caused to ordinary Canadians by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's reckless immigration policy that is importing roughly 1 million migrants per year. The Liberals' high-volume immigration, international student, and foreign worker policies created a massive demand for housing, which they have attempted to fix by bringing in more foreign workers, pushing down wages for domestic labor and thus making life and housing more unaffordable for everybody. They need to fix this, starting by respecting union workers and incentivizing Canadians to enter the trades rather than importing cheap labor. Otherwise, their circle isn't just vicious, it's cruel for domestic, Canadian, tradespeople and foreign workers alike, who see that under this government, the Canadian dream increasingly is just a mirage, she wrote.